Hey, good morning, everyone. It's 8:43. I wanted to get this out to you because, well, I think it's very significant. Non-farm payrolls came out today. The change was up 275,000 with an expectation of up only 200,000. Last year was 353,000. The unemployment rate, however, upticked to 3.9% as opposed to 3.7%. What do you want to make of that? Well, the median expectation, as I said, was 200,000. The whisper number, the number that people thought it would come in at, was 215,000. So what did the markets do? Well, the dollar tanked. Bond yields marginally stronger. Stocks firmed up. You can see this all on your screen. Gold spiked. Silver firmed up. Bitcoin stable to higher. Ethereum unaffected. Oil slightly off the lows. Why, in my opinion, is this significant? Because in an environment when people are thinking the Fed is going to ease and gold is rallying, and the mainstream media is telling you gold is rallying because the Fed's going to ease, if that's true at all, that's a comment on the market believing that unemployment will rise, that people will not be getting more jobs, people are not getting hired, that we're headed towards a stagflationary environment. So the unemployment, I don't care about the unemployment rate, okay? We're not going to talk about that right now. We're talking about the jobs number. The number comes in so strong that you would think stocks and gold and bonds should all sell off in the traditional risk-off correlation, but they did not. And in fact, of the three of them, the thing that rallied the most was gold, as at least right now, as opposed to bonds and stocks. Why is that? Well, why is good news for the economy good news for gold? Because gold is not rallying because it thinks the Fed is going to cut. It may be part of that calculus, but it's a tiny part of that calculus. The reality of it is gold is rallying because of inflation fears. Okay? To put it a little more pointedly, if you're long bonds and you're a bond portfolio,